Torah Tainis. They were goyza for this tsar, something bad happening, 13 fast days. V'loyano, and still nothing happened. Rashi says, v'also tleisa tenisa, k'di arminu mastis, like it says now Mishnah. Sholosh rishonos, three, then sholosh shamsoyis, another three, that's six. V'shevach reinah, together that's 13. V'lishah puranis ovid lu, v'loy l'gishomim. It wasn't the no rain coming down. Something else happened. Another bad situation happened that they was going to the fast 13 days. And after fasting 13 days, still nothing happened. It didn't change the situation. In Sovas of Yudah thought, he thought, no, it's still bad times right now. We have to be going to more, to fast even more days. Is Omalei Ravami said to him, Haray Omru, no, it was said like this. Ein matrichin ala tziba yoysimidai. You're not allowed to put too much trouble upon the tzibur. In other words, you're not allowed to make them fast more than 13 days. That's enough. Even though you weren't answered yet, you can't do more than that. That's what Rav Ami holds. So Gemara says, Omar Rav Abba, Brei de Rav Chiya, Bar Abba, that Rav Ami, the Ovid, Legarmehu, the Ovid. That Rav Ami said, no, you're not allowed to make more than 13 fast days. You can't put too much bother upon the tzibur. That's Legarme, that's his own shita. It's only he himself that holds that way. Mashma though the Chachamim argue. So Rashi says the garmi means la'atzmai doros. She himself holds that way. Shloi Omar elu lefi shehu loy hoye roitzel lesanis. Like only because he didn't want to fast more. But really the Chachamim, other people hold no. You are allowed to make the tzibur fast even more. And Mora says elohochi Omar Rabbi Chiya Baraba Omar Rabbi Yechinen. This is what Rabbi Chiya Baraba said over the name of Rabbi Yechinen. Loy shon elu l'gishomim. When do we say you only fast 13 days? That's only for Geshomim. So Rashi, then Goizrim Yosim Mishos Mishos Ashora. We don't Goizer. We don't make you fast more than 13 days. That's only for the rain. Avol Lishar Mini Peronius. But if some other bad things happens to Klai Yisrael, Misanin V'Holchin Atchiyano Min Hashemayim. Enochanami. You're allowed to be Goizer at Tainus that they can say that keep on fasting until eventually, finally, Hakadosh Baruch Hu answers them and the Tzara goes away. So that's where Rav Chiya Baraba said the name of Rav Yechon. Mar says, Tani Nami Hochi. We learned like this also, that Kishomru Sholosh, when it was said three, or Kishomru Sheva, and it was said to fast these seven fast days for the rain, Lo Yomru Elul Gishomen. It was only said like three, and seven, like 13, only for the fact of rain, if no rain came down yet. Abul Lishar Mine Peronius, but if some other bad situation comes up, there's a bad Sarge, Kliasol is in problems, is misanin v'holchin atchiyano enochanami. You're allowed to business, allowed to be grazer upon the whole tzibur, that they have to continue fasting, or to fall like Kodesh Baruch will answer them. There's no thing as ein matrichim ala tzibur. It's a tzara upon the whole tzibur. There's an inyan to be grazer, kindness that everybody should fast. So Mar says now, leima tevet yuftu the Ravami. Let's ask the stira akasha on Ravami. So far we just said that Dr. Ravami said no, not to fast more. He's only saying according to his own shita, but others argue. Now we'll bring a tiyuf lesser for kasher on him. So what? I mean, from his last two memories. His last two memories says clearly that on Sharp Ronius, you are allowed to fast until you're answered. So these last two cases is a tiyuf to Ravami. Or Malach Ravami, Ravami answers like this. Tanoihi, Enochanami, it's a machlekes tanoim if you're allowed to fast more than 13 days or not. The Tanya, one brayser will not like this. En goizrim yoise misholosh asara tainis ala tzibur. This is where Rav Ami holds. This is one Tana. The Bezdin is not goizrim more than 13 fast days mashmim 1 year on the tzibur. The fishain matrichin es at tzibur yoise midai. Divrei Rebbe, this is Rebbe Shita. You're not supposed to bother the tzibur too much. It's too much for them to have to fast more than 13 days. That's Rebbe Shita. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer loymin Hashem uzeh. No, that's not the reason. Rashi says that's not the reason why we don't make you fast more than 13 fast days here for the rain. Ella, the reason why by rain we don't make you fast more than 13 days. Ella mefnei sheyotzos manas shorivia. Because at the time when the yer is supposed to come down, when the first rain is going to come down to like fertilize the ground to make its produce. So when it passed away these three and then 7 days, then it's after the time already when the rain is good anymore. So that's why we don't fast anymore. But for different reasons, if let's say there's an army around the city, or other things that is bad happening, that there's a svara, keep on fasting until Hashem answers you. Like Rashi says, It's not the reason we don't bother the tzibur to fast so much. Elo, by rain, the reason why we don't have more than 13 fast days, that already passed away the time when the first rain will come down to like fertilize the ground. Shirei Macheshvin Avar Akula, the whole Macheshvin went away. Some of them even went through Kislev, Yotani Masnissin. So, therefore, it's too late like now to ask for rain more. That's why you don't fast more than 13 days. But for other tzaris, that the fasting will help eventually, Hashem will listen to us, and if not, there's this inyan to continue fasting. So you see, it's a machlekes tanoim if you're allowed to be grazer more than 13 fast days or not. Sholcholei b'nei Ninveh l'Rebbe. So the children of Ninveh sent to Rebbe. Chagrein Anan, what's going to be people like us? The afilo b'tkufas tamiz b'nei mitra. For us, no matter what time, even in the summer months, in tamiz we also need rain. Is heichi nevet, what should we do? Ki yechidim d'minan, or we like yechidim? Or kerabim d'minan, or we like a rabbin? There's a place that needs geshem, needs rain, how do we daven for rain? Like we'll soon see. We like this whole city now, the place of B'nai Ninveh, they need rain. We like a yochid, like a private person, like a rabbin. What does that mean? Ki yechidim damyin uvishamei atfila. We like yechidim now because we're the only ones praying for rain, but like we're having a fast day even now. So when we say aneinu, we should say aneinu b'shamei atfila. So Rashi says, uvishamei atfila aminin l'shilas mata ki yochid ashol tzuachav b'shamei atfila. Oh no, it could be not. It's not a fast day here. Some, they need rain even in Tammuz. So they want to continue asking the same Talamot Levracha. Even in Tammuz, they want us to keep on asking for it. So when they ask for rain, where should they say it? Should they say it in Shema Tfilah? Like any Yochid, any time you need something, the place where you ask for it in Davening in Shemon Esrei is by Shema Tfilah. Like Rashi says, Shema Tfilah, Aminu L'Shilas Matar, Ki Yochid HaShol Tzroch B'Shema Tfilah. That we say the same talamot lebrocha in baruch aleinu afilu biyochid mishum disman tibru. That's only at the right time when the whole tzibur needs the rain. Abu milsach rite to have the yochid here by b'nei Ninveh that they need the rain even at kufas tamis in the summer months. So they're only a yochid that needs the rain. V'lein tzibur, it's not called the whole tzibur needs it. Kahocha the kufas tamis. Lav Zman Shil Sibru, but yes, we don't say any more the same Talamot Levrach in the summer months. So therefore, since they're like Yechidim, if they do need rain, they should say Pishonei Tfilah. Who demat kulei? Vloy the Baruchas Hashonim. Could you mean a Masechta about the Zoro of Baruchas? That if you have somebody sick in your house, and you want to ask them to get well, you say it in Shonei Tfilah. So that was the Shaila. These people have been named in for the need to rain even in the summer months. When they want to ask for rain in Shemon Esrei, should they say it in Shonei Tfilah? The Gemara says, they're allowed to say it still in Baruch Aleinu, the same Talamot Lebrocha. That was the Shaila. Since it's not only really a Yoch, it's the whole city, it's that one old town, the whole place that needs it, maybe they're called like a Rabbi still. So Gemara says, Sholcholei sent back to them, Chi Yechidim Damiso V'Shemei Tzvila. Since the rove of the Tzibur does not need rain anymore in the summer months, you're only like a Yoch at this one place, therefore, for sure, they only ask it in Shemaya Tfilah. That's the place where they ask for Geshem. Meis, we have a kash from this. Omer Rav Yehuda. Emosai bizman shashonen kitikunam v'yisrol shruyin al admosa. Like Rashi, who said the Matanis. When do we have this Indian if rain doesn't come down, that we fast 3 days, then another three, then another seven? That's when Klai Yisrael was living in Eretz Yisrael. And where shruyin al admosa means, Rashi, Shehek, Tzir, V'nisin, when everything is growing the right way, we cut down a Nisin, Ozri, V'macheshvan, and the time to plant the seed is in V'macheshvan. V'yein Seidim HaShonim Mishtan, and the season doesn't change, then if the rain doesn't come down by Yudzai V'macheshvan, then we start fasting. Secondly, V'yisrol Shrin Alad Mosam, Sheminig Eretz Yisrael V'kach, that's the Minig of Eretz Yisrael, is then you have to fast. Avol Bizman HaZeh, HaKeil Lufi HaShonim. But the Zman, I say, everything depends upon each place is different. So Drashim, Tzricha, Noisa, Shana, Lamota, Kugain, Shana, Shkuna, Shetzricha, Gisham, Harbi. If this year is a drought, this year there's not so much rain, you're allowed to ask for it longer. And Afilu, Fi, Amakaimis. Everything goes with freedom, Mokam. Drashim, Gain, Ninveh, Afilu, with Kufas, Tamiz, Voya, Mitra. Mashme, every place is differently. and I call the fiyas man. So it's mashma what that even you go like the zman is there now that we're not living in Eretz Yisrael. So everything goes to free hamokum free hazman. If your place right now in the summer does need rain, mashma you're allowed to say the same talamot levrochon. Even in Baruch Aleinu, Sakim, you just said now that Bnei Ninve only says it in Shemesh Vila. Or Malay, he answered back, Mas Nitzin Romas Le the Rebbe. You're asking a kashan Rebbe from a Braisa. I'll tell you, Rebbe Tonu, Rebbe Zatana, Upolik, and Rebbe Yagius. The Mor says, though, my heavy Allah, what's the maskona? What should we do? In a city like Nineveh that needs rain in the summer months, how do they ask for it? So Rav Nachman of Birchas Hashanim, like this last guy, so yes, they say in the Birchas Hashanim, hey, since Lamaisa, this is the Zman when they need a Geshem right now, so for them it's called the Zman, they're allowed to say the same Talamot Lavroch in the regular Broch of Birchas Hashanim. Rashesh Yisamadol no b'shemet filo. Since for the rove of the tzibur, now is not the time to ask for rain anymore, so you can't say the Baruch Aleinu anymore. If you need rain, say it separately in Shema Tfila. Tehilchusta, what's the maskona? That's the loch of the Shema Tfila. But any place, any yoch, any special town that needs rain, even in the summer months, even though you need it, you can't say it on Baruch Aleinu, because since the rove of the tzibur doesn't need rain anymore, it's not the time to say the same Talamot Mavrocha in Shimon Esrei by Baruch Aleinu, but rather you have to say that by Shemei Tfilah. Yeah. Right, then the Mishnah says in his last 7 days that the stores are closed. But there's a difference between Monday and Thursday. That B'Sheni on a Monday, Matin in Chashecha, near the end of the times already, you used to like open up the shutters a little bit. Over Chamishi Kol Hayom. On Thursday, though, it was open the whole day. Mifnei Kovod HaShabbos. Because Thursday already, you had to come to the store to buy food, the Kovod HaShabbos. Then the store was open the whole day. Now, we boil the have a suffix like this. What does the Mishnah mean to say? Hechi Ketoni, what does the Mishnah mean to say? The days Matin in Chashecha. Does it mean on Monday, they used to open up the shutters of the store just a little bit, towards evening? Over Hei Kol Hayom Mifnei Kovod HaShabbos. And on Thursday, also, they only open up the shutters a little bit. But then they kept it open the whole day. That's the difference between Monday and Thursday. I do, maybe not. Maybe like this. B'sheni matin, true. B'yom sheni could be the whole day it was open, but the shutters were only opened a little bit. U'v'chamishi mashekin on Thursday, poischen kol hayom kuloi. Maybe on Thursday it's not much open completely the whole day. Like maybe it's not a difference between a little bit of the day or most of the day. The difference is that on Monday it was only opened a little bit, the shutters, the doors were only opened a little bit. Mashiach, and on Thursday, the doors are open completely. But Enochanami both were throughout the whole day. So Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you proof. The Tanya will end like this. Vasheni Matin El Aderif. On Monday, the stores, the shutters were open a little bit, up until evening. So Mashma, the whole day was open. Just a Matin, a little bit. Over Chamishi, Poischen, Kol Hayom Kuloi. Mashiach, and on a Thursday, when the fast day came out, the stores were open the whole day. Mashma open completely. Mifnei Kovod HaShabbos. Now, Hoyoloi Shnei Tzochim, if it had two doors, the store had two doors to it, Poiseach Echad V'Neil Lechad. One should be closed and one should be open. In other words, make some type of shinu, make a difference here, but one could be open the whole day. Hoyoloi Itzdebo, Kineged Pishoi, let's say there was like a platform in front of the door, then Paseh Kadaka V'Nechoshis. Then you're allowed to leave the door open completely because people like don't look into the store, they don't realize that it's open. Shrashi, it's the book, Kisei, there's a chair there. Tashtein Achanus Pesuch V'Shisrabim. People walking through the Shisrabim can't look into the store. V'Yemu Pesuch and Anira Kokach. Even if it's open, people can't tell it. Therefore, Paseh Kadaka Afilu B'Sheini. Even on Monday also, then the store's allowed to be open. In other words, on a regular Monday, it could only be open a little bit. It has to be a shino. People should know today's a fast day. Today's not a day that the stores are open. It's only Thursday that the stores let it be open completely. Right. Then it says, Ovru Elu, Vulenenu, Mematin, Vemasu, Vematin. Even after the last 7 fast days, the last like Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, the last 7 fast days that went by, and still the rain didn't come, then Mematin, Vemasu, Vematin, the Mishnah says. They stopped doing business. At least they did a little bit business only. Over the binyan of Natiya. They didn't build and they didn't plant. Tona is learned like this. The binyan means binyan shel simcha. They weren't Isaac in building a house that you use for a chasna or for a simcha. Natiya, they didn't plant. netiya shel simchos, or planting, to make happiness, to make a simcha with. Now, ezeu binyan shel simcha, what's called building a house for the purpose of having a simcha? Zehaboyne bayis chasnus levnoi. When you're marrying off your son and you want a house to make the chasna, the chupa in, so you're not allowed to build the house where you're going to make the chupa. That's called the building to be used for a simcha. Ezeu hi netiya shel simcha, what's called you're planting a type of a tree for a simcha that you're not allowed to do? Zehanoita av varki shemalochim. You plant a special type of a tree that's used by the kings that gives off very nice shade. Kids are there to have a nice party in the shade, the kings use it. So to make it for simcha, that you shouldn't do. Rashi moves down a few pshat, the Mopshat Rashi says, the first big line Rashi says, Shekachoyonoigin kishinelet ben lamelech. When the king had a son, he used to plant a tree in his son's name. The and the day later that he became the king, he used to make a chair from that tree. It was a big tree that had a lot of shade, and the king used to take a walk underneath it. So kids, so this type of a tree, you should not plant after the 7 fast days and the rain still didn't come. Shalom. They did not ask, and they did not say shalom aleichem to one another. Tana rabbanan, chaverim, the choshev people that know daloch is ain shila shalom b'neim. They didn't ask at all shalom aleichem if since the rain didn't come. So like felt, we'll soon see they felt very bad. Amayoritz mashen the people that did not know dalochom she shaylin if a amayoritz came and asked you, told you shalom aleichem machzirin lehen. You're allowed to answer them back. Of a Bishofa Rofa, with a low voice, over Kovid Rosh, and with a low head, and we'll soon see why. Vehein Misatzvin V'yoshvin Kavelim. And these days now, they used to sit and wrap themselves around and look like an oval. Ukimenudim, and like you need to, like you have a curse upon you, that you put exiled. Kibnei Odom Hanizufan Amokim, like people that were thrown away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Achirachimu Aleim in Hashemayim. They stood this way, wrapped around, wrapped themselves around like an oval, until eventually, of course, Baruch will have Rachmanis on them and give them rain. Because the rain didn't come down, they felt as if they're like thrown away from Hashem. Hashem's not taking care of them right now, and therefore they felt very bad to have no Shilah Sholem. They acted like an oval. Omer Reb Elozer, Ein Odom Choshev Rishoye Lipol Aponov Helim Kein Nenech Yishu Benun. An Odom Choshev should not take a chance and fall down on his face, like the daven to Hashem, unless he's for sure going to be answered. Because otherwise, people will make fun of you. Rashi says, "V'sholi pafonav levadas atzum v'fnei tzibur." Like, to embarrass yourself in front of the tzibur. It's not covered for Talmud Chacham to do it, if you don't think you're going to be answered. Shim lo yano, because if you're not going to be answered, you're chafu. People will, like, make fun of you. It'll be a bizoyan to the covered Torah. Unless you know for sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer you, Mamash Hashem answered Yeshua benun. Yes, so kids, if you're not for sure going to be answered, you shouldn't fall down on your face like the daven to Hashem. Only if you know you'll be answered like Yeshua ben Nun. Shenem the pasuk says by him, "Vayomer Hashem al Yeshua, kum leich, kum lecho, get up like loma ze'at neifel apenecha. Why are you falling on your face like an Hashem answered him? Vayomer Rab Lozay Nodem Choshev Rishoyi Lach Karsak, an Nodem Choshev should not put sacks on top of him. Elim kein nene, unless he knows for sure again, he'll be answered. Because otherwise, people will just make fun of him. Ki Yehorim ben Achav, shenema v'hiki shmei ha-melech, ez divri isha v'yikres begodo v'oivra al ha-choymam v'yar ho-om, v'ini asak av-soroi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. But if him was mutter, for somebody else shouldn't do it. V'yomer Reb Elozer lo yakel b'kriya. Not everybody should rip the begodim when things happen bad. V'lo yakel b'nefilo. And not everybody should fall down like the daven to Hashem. Moshe v'Yaron v'Nefila. Moshe v'Yaron, their matzav was when things were bad, they fell down in front of Hashem to daven to Hashem. Yeshua v'Kol v'Kriya. Yeshua v'Kol when things were bad, they ripped up the Godim. That's the way they daven to Hashem. Moshe v'Yaron v'Nefila d'siv v'yipo Moshe v'Yaron apneim. Yeshua v'Kol v'Kriya. How do we know they ripped up the Godim the siv? Because it says Yeshua v'Nun v'Kol v'Yefune koru b'gdayim. They ripped up the Godim. Maskev lo Reb Zera, v'item Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, ehev eksiv Yoshua k'dekamret. If it would have said Yoshua, then you'd be right. Ava ashtu d'siv v'Yoshua, ehev eksiv Yoshua k'dekamret, ashtu d'siv v'Yoshua, hov ho'ovit, V'yishuv mashma trashi v'yishuv b'nin tziv asrei that v'yivov divayipo vov moisav alin yirishin. Mashma Yeshua did both. He fell down and also made a kriya. So you have narai, Yeshua did both. V'yomer ebloza lo yakol b'kima. Not everybody made a kima of lo yakol b'shtachavor. Not everybody makes it b'shtachavor that's bowing down completely. Melochim b'kima. Melochim, they're matzvahs to make a kima. Sorin b'shtachaviyah. A sar, that's not a melech, that's second in charge, like, they do a shtachavoy. Melochim b'kima, melochim make a kima d'chsiv. Koyamar Hashem, goyel Yisrael. Kidoshoi, livzoi, livzoi nefesh le'misoi, goy, le'eved, moishle, melochim,